Now, joined by Graham Shine after Limerick's comprehensive victory over Kilkenny here. Graham, I suppose it was a game you were always expected to win, but what positives do you take out of it?
Yeah, just performance, really. We just asked the girls to go out and play football, and we knew, look, probably going by the league, that we would be a bit stronger than Kilkenny and by their performance, but you still have to come up and you still have to play and you still have to do your thing right, you know. So, look, we were happy with the girls and their performance, and they stuck with it, and sometimes you can kind of get a bit flat in a game like that when you're a bit ahead, but no, they're drilled on now, and we're just happy now. We just move on to the Sligo game in Newcastle West.
I think you had a goal and four scored inside 3 minutes. You really played on the front foot. It was great pace to the attack. So it was a case of get the job done early on and see what comes after that then.
We set up today no different than we do in any game, and all throughout the year that's the way we play. We know we do a good warm up and we really try to hit teams hard, and delighted there today with the girls in front of goal. They took their chances, you know, and that's all we're looking for with this team, is just every time we play we perform, and please God it'll bring us a long way in this competition.
Yeah, you managed to play the senior B in the last maybe was it 6 or 8 weeks. What did you gain from that? It seemed obvious for so long that the gap between league and championship was serving Limerick ladies football with no purpose.
100% last year I couldn't believe it, that there was an 11 week gap between the league final and the first round, and you're ringing teams to have challenge matches and there's none because they're all playing intermediate. And for this year to enter that B competition was absolutely brilliant for us, and to get to the Munster B final and blowing Mallow was great for the girls against a good fancied intermediate team like Cair, and we played really well and we were caught it towards the end there, but brilliant for the lads, and you did 2 weeks preparation in for this and everything just moves on together, so we're delighted with preparation.
Yeah, talk to me about the panel. There was 3 changes to the original 15, but some of those players that were, I suppose, in listed to start, they came on and made an impact, so you're trying to build beyond 15 to your even 20, 25 players.
100%, and then you know yourself, you're here today, it is roasting, you know, so like you would think you're going to start 15 and finish with the same 15, we're only cutting ourselves, you know, so look, there's a massive buzz there in the camp and it's ferocious, trying to girls get game time, and there's a lot of girls going off there today really disappointed and get game time, and you're hoping next Wednesday night the train will be ferocious again in preparation for Sligo. So yeah, we're delighted with today, we're delighted with the subs that come on. I think we probably got 5 or 6 goals out of those 3 subs or 3 of the forwards that come on, so everything's positive, but look, you have not won yet, it's round one.
Yeah, it round one, and with no disrespect to Kenny, it's a game that anyone would expect you to win. There's no case of the complacency setting in when you hammer a team like that. There's no fear of that now coming into the next round.
Not a hope in hell. Like, you know, these girls will be focused Wednesday night to train again for, as I say, the big game now with Sligo and down 2 home games in Newcastle West. You can't ask for any better than that. So girls know straight away we'll analyse the Sligo Tuesday night and we'll be back to training Wednesday night.
And if you look back at last season and the other seasons, Limerick have fallen just a bit short of reaching an All-Ireland decider. I suppose there's still that hunger within the group. I know players will change, but the core of that group is still there. They saw what happened against, you know, last year's semi-final. There's real hunger to maybe get back to Croke Park.
Definitely, and that's why we're here, and that's why we start training in December, November, to get to this round today. We're all really excited coming up today, and just to start the championship. Look, and every player wants to play a championship, and every player wants to get to Croke Park.